USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China is planning to increase tariffs next month on $60 billion worth of American goods. This is days after the U.S. increased tariffs on Chinese imports. Many people are wondering when all these tariffs will start affecting their pocketbooks. Former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember,
Walmart, like most of the rest of the big retailers, got a really big tax break with the changes in the corporate tax laws. Retailers were disproportionately impacted positively by that. So that's why they were able to absorb a lot of the first round.
The Dow opened lower on Monday and is currently down over 500 points. Actress Felicity Huffman on Monday pled guilty to charges related to the college cheating scandal. Huffman formally pled guilty to paying $15,000 for her daughter to get more time on the SATs and have her wrong answers corrected. Huffman also pled guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud last month. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan visited the border town of McAllen, Texas over the weekend, and he says the Pentagon is going to do what they need to do to help keep our border between the United States and Mexico safe. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, says the only reason the Pentagon has to step in is because
Congress isn't doing their job. The president is left to use his authorities to actually look at ways that he can solve a crisis. If Congress would actually step up, we wouldn't need the Department of Defense. But because they're not stepping up, the president has to step in and he has to solve this problem on his own. Remember, you don't accept nominations for political appointees to be popular. You accept nomination to be a political appointee to do your job. And we have to have DHS do that.
A new survey from Charles Schwab found that nearly two-thirds of millennials are living paycheck to paycheck, and only 38% feel financially stable. Millennials also say that social media drives them to buy things they can't afford. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
2020 presidential hopeful and Democratic senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker, says thoughts and prayers after gun violence are not what needs to be said, although he used a little bit more colorful language than what I can use here on the radio. Franklin Graham is president of Samaritan's Purse. He joins Fox News and says,
well, it's obvious he doesn't understand the power of prayer. God hears prayer. He understands prayer. And you can take all the guns in the world and collect them. People are still going to murder. People are still going to kill. And you take in London right now. They've taken up all the guns, but now murder rates are increasing because of knives. And the mayor of the city wants to ban all knives. It's the human heart. And this is what the Bible says. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. Murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, blasphemies. These come from the human heart. And only God can change the heart. And God will change the heart when we put our faith and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ, and accept what Christ did on the cross when He died for our sins. The world has a sin problem, and only God can fix that. You can have all the laws you want. You can take all the guns and put them in Central Park and have a mountain of guns. The human heart has to change, and not one gun is going to walk out of the park and shoot somebody. It takes a human being to pick up that gun and have the purpose in their heart to use that gun for the wrong purposes. And so I just believe that we need to turn our hearts to God and let Him transform our hearts and change our hearts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.